With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Ukrainian President Zelensky says a deal to end the war between Ukraine and Russia is still very, very far away. He added he expects to keep receiving U.S. support despite his recent front relations with President Trump. Meanwhile, in Brussels, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announces a plan called Rearm Europe, arguing that European nations need a massive surge in defense.
We need a massive surge in defense without any question. We want lasting peace, but lasting peace can only be built on strength. And strength begins with strengthening ourselves.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer agreed that Europe must do more of the heavy lifting to defend itself. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel facing criticism over stopping the entry of all food and other supplies into Gaza.
The ceasefire's first phase has seen a surge in humanitarian aid after months of growing hunger. But Hamas accuses Israel of trying to derail the next phase hours after its first phase ended, calling Israel's decision to cut off aid a war crime and a blatant attack on a truce that took a year of negotiations to come about. In the second phase, Hamas is supposed to release dozens of remaining hostages in return for an Israeli pullout from Gaza and a lasting ceasefire. Negotiations on the second phase were meant to start a month ago, but haven't yet begun. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Vatican says Pope Francis has suffered two new episodes of acute respiratory crises and has been put back on non-invasive mechanical ventilation. Francis remained alert. The prognosis remained guarded. Ahead of President Trump's latest deadline with tariffs, stocks are sharply lower, the Dow dropping 300 points. This is SRN News. Maryland school children dodge a bullet.
The state Senate committee has killed a bill that would have allowed contraceptives to be sold in vending machines in the public schools. The legislation actually passed the Maryland House of Representatives with a big push by Democrats. However, Senate Republicans managed to derail the measure, and it's unlikely to be introduced again this year. The bill would have allowed contraceptive sales in kindergartens, nursery schools, elementary, and secondary schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Australian nurse has been charged with making threats after she appeared in an online video saying she would not treat Israeli patients. Sarah Abdul-Lebdin, a Muslim, faces three federal offenses and has been released on bail. She and another nurse, Ahmed Nadir, were suspended from Bankstown Litcombe Hospital in Sydney 2 months ago over an online exchange with an Israeli influencer. This is SRN News. The CEO of a national grocery and pharmacy chain stepping down.
Kroger chairman and CEO Rodney McMullen is stepping down after an internal investigation into his personal conduct. The company said that the investigation into McMullen's personal conduct was unrelated to the business, but was found to be inconsistent with Kroger's business ethics policy. Board member Ronald Sargent will serve as chairman and interim CEO, effective immediately. McMullen, who is 64, began his career with Kroger in 1978. He served as Kroger's CEO since 2014. I'm Haya Panjwani.
South Carolina preparing this week to execute a man by firing squad, a capital punishment method that has not been used in the U.S. in nearly 15 years. Brad Sigmund was convicted in the 2001 baseball bat killings of his ex-girlfriend's parents at their home. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.